Welcome to Lawyers Who Lead, a podcast that challenges the notion that the law lags behind. I'm your host, Sigal Barnes. Each week, I invite a lawyer who's making powerful changes through extraordinary leadership. In each episode, we'll travel through another lawyer's life, identify what they do best, and then devise how to apply these concepts to your own world. So let's get to it. Welcome to Lawyers Who Lead. I'm your host, Sigal Barnes. This week, Lawyers Who Lead is podcasting from NALP's 2024 Annual Education Conference in Boston, Massachusetts. While we'll be returning to our regular episode format next week, I'm sure you'll find great value in the rich content of these interviews. So without further ado, let's welcome Jennifer Lucas Ross, Director of Attorney Recruiting and Professional Development at Morris James. Jennifer oversees the development and implementation of legal talent, retention, and professional development programs for the firm by working closely with firm leaders, practice group leaders, and the recruiting partner to strategically identify needs for current and future legal talent. Let's hear her journey, recorded live at the conference right now. Jennifer, welcome to the show. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah. How are you enjoying the conference so far?
Oh, I love the conference. We just had this great plenary session on saying yes and being improvisational, and that is something I can use.
Tell me a little bit about it, because I generally always like to ask guests, like, what is a takeaway that they're getting from the conference so far?
It was really fun to attend that plenary, because what it did is it used comedy and it used improv to help us understand that we need to be improvisational in our work all the time. We can't always plan what we're going to say or what situation we're in. I did learn a lot from it. You could test me. I could do a haiku.
That's amazing. I want to just talk a little bit about your story. Can you tell me a little bit about how you got to your role today?
My journey was not really typical, but in some ways, perhaps it was foreseeable. I come from a long line of people managers, many people in my family. And before I went to law school, I was a second career law student. I actually worked in pharmaceutical marketing and market research and worked my way up into a management position. Then switched gears, went to law school, and I loved law school. I absolutely loved many aspects of practicing law. I loved the research, I loved the writing, the organization, the business management. But the adversarial process, not so much.
Yeah. Yeah. I can relate to that.
Absolutely. I tend to see myself a little bit more as a collaborative problem solver. And so the aspect of the practice of law that required me to square off against others, it was just never something I could get used to. So I ended up going back to my roots. I ended up going back into people support and problem solving, first working in professional development and career services in a law school, and now as the director of attorney recruiting and professional development for a law firm.
Wonderful. What is one of your favorite things about your role today?
I feel unbelievably fortunate to work for the firm I work for, Morris James. It is a culture of collaboration. It is a firm that really cares about its people, and that fits naturally into my natural inclinations. It allows me a lot of autonomy, and it allows me to be creative in my support of the firm's attorneys and their professional development.
Can you tell me one instance of how you're able to be creative at the firm?
So, the position I am in, I am the first individual in this role at the firm for professional development.
Wow.
So they allow me the ability to develop new initiatives. One of the first things that I have done is the firm is starting their summer associate program for the first time in many years. And so they allowed me a lot of creativity to develop that, to come with them with ideas. One of the other instances where they've allowed me to be creative, and this is maybe my favorite, we have to also develop not just the attorneys who are coming up in the ranks to be leaders, but our partners need to develop professionally too. And so there's always the question of how do you develop the partners who are already leaders, who already have so much experience. And so I have created I call them a MOMI. It's a moment of mastery and inspiration. It is a monthly email that just discusses a leadership concept. and gives a brief summary of it, perhaps a little application, and then just some links in case the partners want to do a deeper dive in that concept.
I love that. What is a recent MOMI that has been distributed, if you don't mind me asking?
The two most recent ones, because of course we are having our annual evaluation process that is coming up. One was on effective feedback, and the other one was on effective evaluation.
Fantastic. So what brings you to NALP specifically?
The energy, the people, the education, NALP is re-energizing. There is so much here that I get to learn and take back to my job. The presenters, the attendees are amazing. These are all leaders and subject matter experts who are so happy to share some of their ideas with others. It's always a pleasure to be able to attend these events every year.
Yeah, I agree. When we talk about adversarial versus collaborative, even though there's a lot of different people here from, let's say, competing law schools or competing law firms, that kind of really does not manifest itself in a competitive way when you come here. Everybody is so collaborative. There's so much of an exchange of ideas. And so I find it just to be such a wonderful place to attend.
It is, absolutely.
So what do you think leadership in law and leadership in professional development, if different, means to you?
There's the saying that leadership is 90% showing up. And so leadership, professional development leaders, we're the ones who show up. We are the ones who show up for the attorneys who themselves are leaders. Mm-hmm. It's an industry of leaders. And it's really an awesome club to be a part of. Also, a very awesome responsibility.
Yes.
Leadership in professional development requires us to build, to direct, to learn, to guide, and at the same time to innovate and do so integrative to the firm's culture, its history, and its strategic plan. It is a very supportive role, a very important role, and it allows us to be fluid in our leadership abilities and in our leadership communication to others.
I love that so much. Thank you so much for being on the show. I really appreciate it. If anyone wanted to reach out and connect with you, what's the best way they can do that?
I'm always available by email. My email address is jlucas-ross@morrisjames.com, and I am happy to talk to anybody and connect with anybody who's interested. Should I do a quick haiku?
Please do.
Okay. All right. I didn't practice this.
That's okay. Impromptu. Okay.
What is leadership? This is harder than you would think. We can all change the world.
What a wonderful way to end the podcast. Thank you so much for that. I can't believe you just did that. The cup.
Thank you.
It's fantastic.
It really was harder.
That's awesome. Thank you so much again for being on the show.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you, leaders and future leaders, for listening today. We have a new guest every week, so don't forget to join us next week. If you enjoyed this episode, subscribe or follow us anywhere you listen to your favorite podcasts. You can also follow @LawyersWhoLead on social. Let's celebrate and continue to build a community of leaders in law together. Lawyers Who Lead is made possible by Lawline, the leading online platform for lawyers who want engaging, relevant CLE and professional growth content. For over 20 years, Lawline has helped hundreds of thousands of attorneys level up by providing award-winning courses in hard-to-find areas and high-demand fields. They have so many courses to choose from that are actually really interesting to listen to and watch. That's why Lawline's rated the highest in the industry, with almost 5 stars and over 1,000 verified reviews on Trustpilot. Lawyers Who Lead listeners get $100 off Lawline's unlimited annual subscription, which means you can take as many courses as you want for a really good price. Just visit lawline.com/podcast to get the special offer. Check out Lawline for the best content for leaders and future leaders in legal.